This is JIS News. Coming up, police issue 408,000 traffic tickets since January. NYS awards $650,000 in youth entrepreneurship competition and Port Royal to become university town. The news in detail after this break.
Vote for any public sector entity or individual of choice by calling our toll-free line 1-888-991-2752 or vote online at www.cabinet.gov.jm or place your entry forms in voting boxes at various entities.
It's time to vote, time to give the winners recognition. The public sector customer service competition is here.
Now the news. The police have issued over 408,000 tickets to motorists for traffic offences since the beginning of the year. Head of the Police Traffic Division, Senior Superintendent Calvin Allen, says of the total number of tickets issued, over 130,000 were for excessive speeding, which has been the leading cause of fatal road crashes since 2012. SSP Allen adds that disobeying traffic signals, turning without due care, swerving, improper overtaking, drifting into the path of other vehicles, as well as eating, drinking, and texting while driving are other major causes of road fatalities.
Anything that distracts you from your attention on the road is something that is a no-no. And we are realizing that women are driving and are putting on makeup. When you finally engage that engine, it is a full-time job. Any slight distraction for even less than a second can result in fatality.
SSP Allen was speaking at a JIS think tank session. Up to Tuesday, December 2, excessive speeding accounted for 74 of 289 road deaths. Of the 289 road fatalities, 92 were pedestrians, 51 motorcyclists, 45 private car drivers, 34 private motor vehicle passengers, and 26 pedal cyclists. The National Youth Service, NYS, has awarded a total $650,000 to three young entrepreneurs who entered the agency's youth entrepreneurship competition, dubbed The Pitch. The winner, Kawain Anderson, was awarded $300,000 to invest in his business Golden Palette Event Supplies and Services. Akeem Hunnigan walked away with $200,000 to expand his fashion business, Kendrick Fashions, while third place winner, Shakira Scott, received $100,000 for her business, Seven Stars Stationery Supply Store and Homework Center. Speaking at the finals on Thursday, Chief Executive Officer of the NYS, Melvin Smith, said the competition is a significant milestone in the agency's commitment to entrepreneurship programs.
Our entrepreneurship commitment is consistent with the first of our three objects, which mandates us to facilitate provision of work experience for young persons with a view to their employment, whether that employment is with an existing organization, self-employment, or indeed through full-fledged entrepreneurship, that is, the creating of jobs for oneself and for others.
Meanwhile, Youth Minister Lisa Hanna has lauded the NYS for its commitment to providing entrepreneurship opportunities for young people. Plans are underway to transform Port Royal into a university town centered on the Caribbean Maritime Institute, CMI. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Philip Paulwell, says the CMI is already working to introduce infrastructure that will help fast-track the project.
They are now transforming accommodations in Port Royal to accommodate over 600 students. Many of them will be foreign students. And that is going to create a tremendous opportunity for the businesses in Port Royal. Because once you have students inside there, they're going to need to eat, they're going to need to have supplies, etc., etc.
Mr. Paul will also note that over $150 million has been earmarked for the refurbishing of the old Naval Hospital as part of the transformation. He was speaking at a ceremony to commission recently installed LED lights into service along the Palisades thoroughfare earlier this week. And the Tourism Product Development Company Limited, TPDCO, is set to announce the winners of its 2014 Tourism Essay Competition. The winners will be announced at a ceremony on December 10 at the Knutsford Court Hotel. Minister of Tourism and Entertainment, Dr. Wickham McNeil, will give the main address. Funded by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, the competition was staged in an effort to stimulate discussion around issues affecting the tourism industry. Key objectives included increasing awareness of the importance of the tourism industry to national development. It targeted Jamaican youth aged 13 to 25 years. Prizes include family weekends from some of Jamaica's most popular hotels. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.